Blog Talk Radio.
Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I began my journey when I was looking for answers. I was trying to figure out how to make my life work because, frankly, my life just did not work and nothing I did seemed to make it better. And I did everything that people said I should do. I was being exactly what I had been taught to be. But frankly, what we were taught to be doesn't actually work. Because we are taught not to value ourselves, not to pay attention to ourselves. And when you don't value yourself, you can't really expect anybody else to value you. So I had to go through a lot of years of learning to connect with the guidance within me, with the universe within me, with God within me, whatever terminology works for you, and to actually see that I had value, to see that it was okay for me to live my life, and to actually enjoy my life. To actually enjoy being who I am. And so now I help other people to reach that same understanding, to begin to see their value and to create the good things that they want to experience in life without the guilt, without the belief that they are being selfish, without any of the negativity. And I love what I do. I really love what I do. So this is a show that gives you the opportunity to ask those questions that you have about your life and to get the answer from a higher source, because it's not me answering your question. It's guidance coming through as guidance comes through so that you can begin to live the life that you truly desire to live. Okay, so we are going to go to our callers. If you want to call in, the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And you can also check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, and there's lots of information there, and you can even do some free healing work on yourself. The instructions are there on the site, so you can begin to make changes in your life. Okay, Let me finish typing this, and then I can move to our callers, because I can't do two things at once. And it's a beautiful day here in Oklahoma today, and the windows are open, and I can hear the birds singing. And what's the word I want? Cool, that's it. Instead of unbearably hot. So it's like summer is gone and we have entered into fall, at least for now. And life is wonderful. And I can just figure out the right buttons to push on this computer. Okay. All right. So our first caller is... Who is our first caller? Our first caller is from area code 312.
Hi, Miss Grace. How are you?
I am doing
great.
My name's Elizabeth. How about you?
I'm good.
Well, hello,
Elizabeth. They sound so happy.
They do, don't they? I think they are.
I know you got it. I heard the Blue Jays.
Yes, and they had a little one, and I watched the little one get bigger and bigger, and oh, it was so cute.
Oh my goodness! That's amazing. That is a gift.
Yes, it is.
So my name's Elizabeth. I live in Chicago. I'm originally from New York, and I hit the big 6-0 this year.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I didn't know. I never knew I'd ever make it to this age. But God has blessed me. And I just want to tell everybody out there, can everybody just please pray for California and the southern states? You know, got fire on one end of the country and water in the south. It's getting crazy. So I just... want to put some prayers out for California and Louisiana and the other states that were affected by the hurricane.
That's very sweet of you. So
Thank you.
Is it about your life that you want to change?
Okay, you ready?
I think so.
My partner died in February. He passed away in February. And the brother has been relentless, lied to his brother, told him that he was going to make sure I was taken care of, all blah, blah, blah. And now he's taking me to court, and he's trying to get full possession of my partner's property and all this. But anyway, to make a long story short, I'm wondering if is there a way I can have a good outcome in court? Any suggestions from spirit? Or whatever spirit wants to tell me.
Okay. So the first thing that they're saying is that this is not a battle.
Okay.
So if there's a part of you that thinks, okay, I've got to go in, I've got to fight.
That's
because that
the
go.
Brother is mean. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But when we go into something and we see it as a battle,
yeah,
we are already setting ourselves up to lose.
Okay, got you. So I just say issue. I have an issue.
Well,
is that
it's
better?
Important to just stay neutral.
Neutral.
Just
okay, I got a neutral.
Be neutral
thing
about
it. Got you.
And we are going to do some releasing. And it's called using the Dear Innate Statement. And it's really easy. You just repeat what I say. Couldn't get easier.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Dear Renate, I accept my partner's brother.
Ooh.
you said you were ready.
I'm going to have to pass. I'm really going to have to pass because this is old karma. I know that.
One of the reasons why we do these statements. We do these statements
okay.
so that you can release the energy. You can release the old karma. It's not that you're making what he's doing right, because you're not. It's
right.
just that you are clearing the energy out of your life, because that energy holds you back.
Okay, I know a way to say it. I accept the fact that I'm going to get Jim out of my life.
Oh, okay.
I'm stubborn, I have to tell you.
Okay, well then just say, Dear Innate, I accept Jim. That's just the same as if you woke up one day and the sun was shining and you said, oh, I accept the sunshine.
I accept the sunshine.
Well, just accept Jim. It's not saying I love him. It's not saying he's wonderful
energy.
Or anything like that. It's just saying that I accept
okay,
him.
I got
That's
you.
It.
Let me work on that one. I got to work on that one. That's a hard one for me. You don't know.
I understand.
Ooh. He's creepy. Ew. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not kidding.
Okay. Well, how about Dear Innate, even though Jim is creepy, I accept him.
Oh. You know what? I'm going to have to work on this one. I'll keep it in mind what you said, but I can't. It's just not going to come out of my mouth. It really isn't. I don't want to give him any of my energy whatsoever.
You're actually taking your energy back.
I'm not going to give him my energy whatsoever.
you're actually taking your energy back by saying this. Because right
okay,
now
well,
he
I'll
has
take my energy
your
back,
energy.
And he can take his energy back.
Well,
because
that's
he's
the whole point
stalking
of saying
my house.
It is so that you can disconnect. So that the
yeah,
relationship between the
house.
Two of you can change.
Yeah, he's been stalking my house. He's been driving by and calling my neighbors and doing all sorts of stuff. So I just found out too, so.
Well, I will tell you that the best way to change the whole situation is to accept it and let it go.
All right, I accept it and I let it go.
Okay, you need to say, Dear Innate, I accept Jim.
That's not going to come out of my mouth. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's just not.
Dear Innate, I accept the situation with Jim.
I accept the situation with Jim.
Dear Innate, I let it go.
And Dear Innate, I let it go. Ooh, I felt that. Thank you. I felt that.
I told you.
Yes, you did. It's a warning. I accept the situation, and Dear Innate. What's innate? What is innate?
We have an innate body that we cannot see that connects every part of us, including our past and our future and everything else. So when we say Dear Innate, we are working in every part of our existence. So when you are accepting the situation, you are releasing all of the blocks from everywhere. That's why you can feel the energy moving.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to do that one more time. You ready? Dear Innate, I accept the situation with Jim and I let it go.
And take a nice deep breath.
Yeah, I felt that. Big time.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I think you did the trick. You did the
job
well.
No, there's more to it. There's a few more they want you to say.
Okay.
So let's see if you can say this one now. Dear Innate, I accept Jim. Oh, just say it.
Dear Innate, I accept Jim's faults.
Yes.
And I let
Dear
him
Innate,
go.
I let him go. Yes.
I let him go. Oh, good Lord, I let him go. Dear Innate, I let him go. Gone. Gone. Woof, bye. See ya. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. I'm sorry, I'm a New Yorker, what can I tell you? Old school.
That's okay. That's absolutely fine. All right, I'm checking in to see what else they want you to let go of, what else you might be willing to let go of. Ah, dear Innate, I accept myself.
Dear Innate, I accept myself.
Dear Innate, I let it go.
Dear Innate, I let it go. I felt that one too, big shift.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Ooh. Thank you.
No, you feel so much more peaceful. That's good. That's really good.
I do. Yay. Thank you. This is different. This is the kind of energy I really had an energy shift when I said that. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. What is your,
and, you
what
know,
is your website again?
DivinelyGuidedHealing.com.
DivinelyGuidedHealing.com. Okay, I got it. Divinely. Is that D-I-V-I-N-E-L-Y?
D-I-V-I. Yeah. Yeah, Divinely. Yeah, D-I-V-I-N-E-L-Y. Guided, G-U-I-D-E-D. Healing. Yeah.
Thank you, Miss Grace. I appreciate you.
You are welcome. And just, you know, make up those statements on your own. Just accepting and letting go. Just say, Dear Innate, I accept whatever it is you accept. And then, Dear Innate, I let it go.
Thank you. But I'm going to find that one particular phrase is going to be a little hard coming out of my mouth. I got to work on that.
And
the other
I do have people
do.
Who can't say what I say at first, and that's absolutely fine. And sometimes you have to build up to it, you know. You
I
say,
have
Dear Innate, I kind of accept Jim, you know, and then Dear Innate, I let it go. And that might clear it enough so that you can actually accept it.
So I can see the it in 360 degrees instead of 45 degrees like I was looking at it. Now I can look at the whole situation.
Exactly. It opens it all up for you.
Unbelievable. That was really just wow. You're powerful. Your guides are powerful too. Thank you. I never knew about Innate, so that was a learning experience.
Yeah,
so
most people don't know
my
about
girlfriend
it.
About you. Thank you.
Well, you
I'll let somebody
welcome.
Else have a turn.
And you
Yay.
Can, you know, call me back next Friday if you've figured out you need more or contact me
or
through
if I
the
need
website,
a private.
Whatever.
I'm going to need a private. Yeah,
well,
definitely.
The information for that is on the website, too, so.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't wait to tell my girlfriend about you. That was amazing. Do you work with angels?
Yes, I work with all kinds of different divine beings, and you actually have a group of angels that are around you right now, and they're ready to support you and to help you to make these changes so that you can actually move forward in your life, because you actually have a lot more to live for.
Yeah, thank you. This means, I'm not going to keep dwelling on my situation, so, you know, I can
no,
go backwards
that's one
and
of the,
I don't want to.
That's one of the parts of accepting and letting go, is that you no longer keep dwelling on the negativity. It gets you out of that.
Yes. Got you. I got you. Thank you so much. I'm feeling
You're welcome,
so much Jada. Better. I can't believe this. I'm like, I got up. And I feel like a big boulder just came off my back. This is incredible. Thank you. And my cat is so mellow right now. Oh, my gosh. Look at you. I got a cat named Bobby, and he's just
usually he's running around the other room. He's just sitting here purring. Good boy.
Well, you are much more mellow. Your energy is so much calmer than it was.
Wow. Thank you so much. I'm petting my cat right now. He's so awesome. Thank you. I'll let somebody else have a turn. I got to go look up your website now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Elizabeth. Bye-bye.
You too. I'm going to stay on, so I just want to
okay.
get the show.
That's
Thanks.
Fine. Uh-huh. Okay. We are going to go to our next caller. And it's a 1111111111 number. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
Good.
So what is it that you are not letting go of?
I don't know.
What is it that you think about most of the time?
Well, I'm going to work now. I work a lot, but, you know, I try to let go of bad thoughts.
What kind of bad thoughts? Give me an example.
Just, say like with my brother.
Okay. Oh, let's do some dear and eight statements. Can you do that now?
Yeah.
Okay. Dear and eight, I accept my relationship with my brother.
Dear and eight, I accept my relationship with my brother.
Dear and eight, I let it go.
Dear and eight, I let it go.
Dear and eight, I accept that I'll never be good enough for my brother.
Dear and eight, I accept that I'll never be good enough for my brother.
Dear and eight, I let it go.
Dear and eight, I let it go.
Dear and eight, I accept that I've let my brother control my life.
Dear and eight, I accept that I've let my brother control my life.
Dear and eight, I let it go.
Dear and eight, I let it go.
Dear and eight, I accept that I am not my brother.
Dear and eight, I accept that I am not my brother.
Dear and eight, I let it go.
Dear and eight, I let it go.
Dear and eight, I accept that I am not responsible for my brother.
Dear and eight, I accept that I'm not responsible for my brother.
Dear and eight, I let it go.
Dear and eight, I let it go.
Dear and eight, I accept that I am not my brother's keeper.
Dear and eight, I accept that I'm not my brother's keeper.
Dear and eight, I let it go.
Dear and eight, I let it go.
Dear and eight, I accept that I make the choices in my life.
Dear and eight, I accept that I make the choices within my life.
Dear and eight, I let go.
Dear and eight, I let go.
Dear and eight, I accept that I am good enough.
Dear and eight, I accept that I am good enough.
Dear and eight, I let it go.
Dear and eight, I let it go.
And take a nice deep, deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Better.
Yeah, you still have a bunch of... I guess every time your brother contacts you, it triggers some old stuff that comes up. We have a lot of old stuff with him.
Yeah, I don't think he's really such a good person, or at least for me, you know, because he doesn't see my value. I thought he did when I was living there with him, or when I was living, he was living away and I was taking care of the place. And when he got back, he just totally switched.
His wife is part of how he behaves. When he's with her, he's one way. When he's away from her, he's another way.
Right.
And that's part of what's happening. You expect him to be consistently himself, and he is not consistently himself. And he probably never will be. It's like he puts her on a pedestal and he does everything that he needs to do to make her happy when he's with her. And if that means that he has to talk down to you, then that's what he does. But that's his thing. That's not your thing. And you don't have to get caught up in the energy of that, because that's not your energy. That's not your life. It's not your problem.
Yeah.
So you need to, you know, make a point of saying, "Dear Nate, I accept my brother. Dear Nate, I let him go." You might want to start every morning with that and just accept and let go.
Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you really need to get free of that energy.
Yeah.
Because you really are meant to do so much more. And it's not going to happen if you don't get out of that past stuff.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too, and have some fun. They're saying you don't have any fun. You need to have some fun, Nathaniel.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And now we will go to the question from the chat room. Hold on, let me push this button. From Little Fairy. Okay, so she says, "This week an important meeting was missed because my supervisor didn't do her part while the officer who was assigned to the task was out of the office, and they almost tried to put the blame on me. I did the tasks assigned to me, and I cannot take responsibility for others' mistakes, nor are you supposed to. I'd be grateful for some insight. My female co-workers are too much at times. I feel so uncomfortable around them at times, especially these three that you mentioned." Okay, let's see what I'm seeing. Okay, guidance is saying that you are focusing on them. You are focusing outside of yourself instead of focusing on you. And you feel... You feel some, it feels like guilt about that whole situation, even though it wasn't your situation to deal with. Okay, so we are going to do some Dear Nate statements to clear up that energy. Yeah, you need to clear up that energy. Okay. Dear Nate, I accept that I have a lousy supervisor. Dear Nate, I let her go. Dear Nate, I accept that people try to blame me for things that are not my fault. Dear Nate, I let go. Dear Nate, I accept that I value other people's opinions of me. Dear Nate, I let go. Dear Nate, I accept that I'm used to taking the blame. Dear Nate, I let go. Dear Renate, I accept that I am changing from who I used to be. Dear Renate, I let go. Dear Renate, I accept that the situations around me are a reflection of what I believe. Dear Renate, I let go. Dear Renate, I am choosing to believe the best about me. Dear Renate, I let go. Dear Renate, I accept that I am not responsible for other people's actions. Dear Renate, I let go. Dear Renate, I accept that it's okay for me to think positively about myself. Dear Renate, I let go. Dear Renate, I accept myself exactly as I am. Dear Renate, I let go. Dear Renate, I accept that I am moving forward with my own life. Dear Renate, I let go. Dear Renate, I accept that the energy of my coworkers is not mine. Dear Renate, I let go. Dear Renate, I accept that I am no longer sucked into other people's energies. Dear Renate, I let go. Oh boy, that feels much, much better. I can feel you're still releasing some stuff. Okay, let me know how that feels. Take some nice deep breaths. It's like you were bogged down in all that energy that really wasn't yours. And now it's cleared away. And you can actually breathe again. And, you know, when something like that happens at work, you might want to start making the Dear Renate, I accept statements. Like with the situation with your supervisor, you could have said, Dear Renate, I accept that my supervisor screwed up. And then, Dear Renate, I let go. Dear Renate, I accept that my supervisor wants to blame me for her screw-up. And then, Dear Renate, I let go. And, Dear Renate, I accept that my supervisor's problem is not mine. Dear Renate, I let go. And you could have said some statements like that at the time that it was all going on, and you wouldn't have spent so much time in the energy that really wasn't yours, really that isn't any of your business, because it wasn't your choice for her to not do her job. That was her choice. And it would also get you out of that belief that you are going to be blamed or punished for what somebody else does. Because that's not the way it's supposed to be. So don't ever accept that kind of energy. It's not the truth. It's not the truth for them, and it's not the truth for you. So it's important for you to recognize your value. That's part of what you're learning right now. It's part of what you're clearing all this stuff out of your life for, is to recognize that you have value and that your life can actually work. Okay, that's all they're telling me about all of this. So if there's anything else, then please feel free to type it in. And I will read it and let you know what they say. Okay, so we are going to our caller from area code 631.
Yes, hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm at a job. I'm grateful to have a job, but it's really just not paying enough. And I'm going back and forth. It's a bus monitor, so I go in the morning, then I come home, and it's like 38 miles a day, but I'm just making peanuts. I'm applying for teacher aid jobs, and I just want to get the next one and keep it till I retire at 67. And what do you see with that?
I'm seeing that there's a part of you that doesn't... Okay, were you raised to believe that life is supposed to be hard and you're supposed to struggle?
Maybe, but I'm not believing it anymore. I don't want to struggle.
That's kind of what you're stuck in right now, is that energy.
I'm trying to move on. I don't know what to say.
Well, we can do some dear innate statements and help you to clear that energy up if you want.
Sure.
Okay, just repeat after me. Dear innate, I accept that I believe I'm supposed to struggle.
Innate, I accept what?
That I believe I'm supposed to struggle.
Innate, I believe that I'm supposed to struggle.
Dear innate, I let that go.
Dear innate, I let that go.
Dear innate, I accept that life can be easy.
Dear innate, I accept that life can be easy.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I accept that my life is easy.
Dear innate, I accept that my life is easy.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I accept that the universe always brings me what I desire.
Dear innate, I believe that the universe always brings me what I desire.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
And take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
I feel better, but I still need the phone to ring for an interview.
Okay. Dear innate, I accept that the right job is mine.
Dear innate, I accept that the right job is mine.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Okay, so part of what we are doing now is putting out there in the universe your intentions, finding the perfect job that's close, that pays enough, that has all of the features that you want, and having it come to you, which means that you need to do the other things that you need to do in your life, you know, go about your day, taking care of whatever it is you want to take care of, and not worrying about whether or not the phone's ringing. Because if you're worrying about it, you are attracting what you're worrying about. You're not attracting what you want. You're attracting what you're afraid of.
Okay, so I won't worry anymore.
Yeah, worrying is a complete and utter waste of time.
Okay.
It never makes your life better. Never.
All right.
So find something fun to do and do it. Something that makes you laugh. Something that lights you up. And that makes your energy so much more attractive to the person who's looking for that someone for that perfect job.
All right, I'll go visit a friend tonight after I get back from work. I'm not off work yet. I'm on a little break, and then I go almost 10 miles each way just for like a 5-hour job. That's what I'm saying. It's some gas and stuff. So.
Okay. Yeah, do something fun and just enjoy yourself.
That sounds good.
Okay. Let me know how it goes.
I think it's going to go good.
I know it will. That's
right,
what you're
I know
creating.
The universe is going to give me the job that's best for me and soon.
Yeah. Wonderful.
All right.
See, doesn't that feel so much better?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, enjoy. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's one of the important parts of bringing change into your life. If you're not willing to accept what is, then how is it supposed to change? Because if you're not accepting it, you're probably fighting against it, you're thinking about it, you're worrying about it, you're feeling frustrated with it. All of that simply keeps it hanging on. You need to accept it and let it go. That's how you move forward. That's how things get better. So if there's something in your life that you're seeing as a problem, you can simply say, "Dear Renee, I accept this problem. Dear Renee, I let it go." And you can also say, "Dear Renee, I accept the solution. Dear Renee, I let it go." That really does clear up the energy around the problem, the situation, whatever you want to call it. And it puts you in a new perspective so that you can see more. You can see the truth of it. You can start enjoying the moments instead of dreading and worrying and all of that garbage that we're taught to stay in. And this really does work. I think I've told you guys before that I play cards with my roommate, and when we started playing this new game, I was losing, which was not normal for me because I'm normally the one that wins. And so I started looking at my beliefs, and this led to me looking at all of my beliefs about success and failure and competition, and then looking at beliefs about life. And it's interesting to me because so much of what I'm seeing is stuff that I've been telling people for years. You know, guidance has come through me and told people time after time after time, if you let it go, the universe will take care of it. But when it came to playing cards, I did not let go. I was determined that I was supposed to win. And I can laugh about it now because I can see what I was actually doing. And now I'm letting go. And I play cards just because I play cards, because I actually enjoy playing cards. And there's really nothing more to it. And I finally got it cleared for the most part so that there is nothing more to it. And the funny thing is that now that I'm in this state of, okay, it's no big deal if I lose, I generally win. So you really do have to let go of everything. You have to let go of everything. And start letting go, and you will see that it will take you into your deeper beliefs. It will take you into things that you didn't even realize were connected with the situation that you're dealing with. Because there's so much more to you than you actually know. It's worth it. It's definitely worth it. And it gives you the freedom to actually just enjoy. And just imagine how your life would feel if you were just enjoying every moment. No more doubts, no more worries, no more fears, no more frustration, no more stress, no more viruses, no more all of that other garbage. And you were just enjoying who you are and the life that you're creating. And that's what we're all working towards. We're working towards having the freedom to be ourselves without all of that old dogma to get in our way. And so in order for that to happen, you need to accept and let go. And you know what it is in your life that you're not accepting, so just start saying, "Dear Innate, I accept," and say whatever it is you accept, even if it is the most unfair thing in the world. Accept it so that you can let it go and move out of that energy. Because as long as you fight it, as long as you hang on to it, you can't move past it. And it really is worth it to have that freedom in your life, to have that freedom in your day. Even if you only have the freedom for 5 minutes, it's worth it. So I encourage you all once again to say those "Dear Innate, I accept," "Dear Innate, I let go" statements and move forward with your own life. Okay, I think that is all that guidance wanted you guys to know for today. And they're saying that it's important for us all to have some fun. So think of something fun today and do it and just enjoy it and just revel in the fun of it. Just let yourself be okay with being you, because there's nobody else exactly like you. So don't compare yourself to anybody else, and there is no reason why you should suffer or struggle or be punished or any of that other stuff. Those are just stories that you have made up in your own head. So get out of that and get into being who you really are and loving the life that you are creating. All right, I will be back next week, and I'll be here Sunday night with DC Love for Love and Amazing Grace. I hope everyone has an absolutely beautiful day and a beautiful weekend. And we will talk again soon. Bye-bye, everybody.